So we got to the bottom of Hey Vavabin Bay, a few lines, no two dots there, but the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines in the bottom, it says, Mefar Samin Esachanafim, Bnei Chil Hashem. That Akash Baruch Hu is going to be Mefarsim, he's going to publicize the Chanafim, which Rashi tells the Chanafim mean, refer to Rishayim, and they show themselves as Tzadikim. I'm a Tzadik, but behind closed doors they do things they shouldn't be doing, so they appear to be Tzadikim, but in fact they're not. Akash Baruch Hu is going to show people the MS, that these people are in fact not Tzadikim, the Rishayim, and he's going to make them create this Chil Hashem, whereby they will do a public Avera, not willingly, and reveal the real true colors. Well, I guess who else would be doing it then? Who else would know? I guess Akash Baruch Hu is going to make it make something happen that we will realize what they're doing. Lost all about talking about yet in the future?
I assume, I don't know, not now.
No, I mean, because you don't see it happening, you're saying?
You do not see it. It happens, but you do not see it happen. In Latin level, it will be easier to see. Huh. It doesn't say.
Okay. So it says, how do we know this is true? Shenamar, the pasuk says, Uveshuv tzadik mitzidko, and a tzadik returns from his tzidkus, meaning he does tshuva. He's not a tzadik anymore. Vasa avel, and he does something wrong. Nasati michshel in front of Anna, place a michshel, where a stumbling block, whereby he will fall and trip up, and people will then know his true colors. Right. Then the Gemara says, tshuvas ha-mukhlatim. Mukhlatim means like decisive. The Rashi says it means Risham Gemun. In real Russia, if they do tshuva, the tshuva of mukhlatim, makios, it protects them from peronios. So when they're in Russia, there are a lot of bad things that were supposed to come to them, but once they do tshuva, it holds that back. It protects them from anything bad happening to them. Even though Akash Baruch Hu may have signed off, he sealed in Shemayim that they have a gzardin of something bad happening to them, if a Rasha does tshuva, it prevents it from anything happening to him. Mark wrote an interesting brayse that says, Shalvas Risha Mesofa Takala. The Shalva, peace, the serenity of a Rasha living nicely and comfortable, that's going to be, in the end, it's going to bring to Takala, because they explain, because he's so relaxed and there's no time, he's so much time he's wasting, it'll lead to him being violating Averos by doing nothing all day. Gemara quotes another interesting thing, Harashus, which refers to a power a person have, maybe in the government, political power. So, Mikaberes es Baaleha, it causes a person to die early. Arum Nichnasla, Arum Yetze Mimeno. So, a person enters in to this position of power. How do we take this to mean?
What that
means? It means that power, perhaps political power, causes someone to die early.
Okay, you came naked and you will go out naked, meaning it's meaningless.
Okay, fine. The idea is a person goes into power without any hana, and he leaves without any hana. It's not worth it being in power, it seems. It's pointless. And it's, halavai, that such a person can enter just like he enters in before he becomes in this position of power. He has no sins, or not as many sins. Halavai, a person leaves such a position with so many sins as well. But the point is, though, when a person is in a position of power, it leads to many averos, whatever they might be. Rav, Kevin Nafik Lemaiden, when Rav would go out to judge Lemaiden Dina, when he would go out to be a dayan, Amar, he would say to him about himself, Hachi, as follows, Bitzu nafshe, with my own desire, Bitzu means raton, Lekatle Nafik, he is giving himself over to be killed. If he makes a mistake in his judgment, he wants to be killed. He's taking real responsibility here. Vutve Besa, and for the needs of my house, I'm not doing all this. I'm not doing it for the needs of my house. But Reik and Levesa Azil, I should return to my house empty-handed also. I don't want to get bribed. I don't want anybody giving me money. And my starting off at going into the court case, I should leave that same way. Just like I came in, no sins yet, halavai, I should leave the court as if I without any sins as well. mean, you're saying it's very difficult to judging a case, of course, understanding what's happening. It's very difficult not accepting bribes. So this was like the bracha almost. He asked that he should be protected from himself. And Rava have enough of Lamed Dandina, when he would also go out to judge in a court, Amar Hachi, he said, Bitzvo nashi lekat lenafik. If I make any mistakes, I should get killed. Bitzvo beisa lesu avid. I'm not doing this for any purpose of my house. Vareken lebi beisa azil. I hope to go back home empty-handed without any money. Ulevai shetei be a kitzir. And I hope that my leaving of the will be like the entering. So Gemara says, v'chava v'chi havi chaze ambuha. When Rav would see a gathering of people, Abasre following him. A whole entourage of people following him, showing kavod to him. So Amar, he would say, "Im yaleh l'shamayim si'u v'roshu la'av yagia, ki gelo l'netzach yoved ro'av yomru ayel." So this is a pasuk he's trying to say, even if I do get elevated from all this kavod from the people, up until Shemayim, I really do get this honor that people are showing me, and I receive it, I accept it. In the end, it all gets lost. It gets lost forever. What's the point? This kavod means nothing. It's here in this world, but in the end, it goes away. So nothing remains. I shouldn't really get so excited about the kavod that these people are showing me. Rav Zutra, Kiava Mechat Vilei, Mar Zutra, they used to carry him on their shoulders when he go to the base medrash, or in a chair, B'Shabasa Dirigila. When it came to a Shabbos before Shabbos, they used to darshan the halachas of the particular regel. It's just like Shabbos HaGadol, the Shabbos prior to Pesach, they'd have a whole drasha about it. So all the Yom Tovim, they had this before the Yontif, and they had this even on the Shabbos of the Yontif. So when they would they'd carry him on a chair to get to the base medrash to show this kavo to him. So I know some people have this minhag when for Chasen Torah, on Simchas Torah, they'll take the Chasen Torah, put him on a chair, and lift him up and carry him to get the Aliyah. So the same idea here. Like, I guess they got this from this story. So Hava Amar, so what would Rav Zutra say? He didn't want to get any kavod. It was a lot of kavod, of course, being carried on a chair. So Kilo Liyom Choson Vim Nezer Lador Vador. The way you read it is im nezel ador v'dor. If you have a crown from generation to generation, you're showed a lot of kavod. Kilo liyom chosen. This doesn't last forever. It's just very temporary. So any kavod, any honor, anything you receive in this world should always be viewed as something temporary, and that should hopefully do away with any of the kavod that you receive. Then the Gemara quotes a pasuk: Se'es pnei rasha lo tov. So se'es pnei, showing favor to Russia, is not good. Lo tov lahem l'risham. It's not good for the risham. It's just nosin lahem panim, to show them favor. It's to show them a good. Good. It's not nice. It's not good for them. Bolam hazeh, in this world, because the risham obviously deserve a lot of punishment. So if you're showing them good in this world, that means they're receiving a lot of schar and they haven't been paid back for the onish that they should be receiving. So all the onish is going to be saved for olam haba. It's better for the Risham to not be treated well in this world and to remove all the Averos and have a clean slate in Olam Haba to have more Schar there. So it's not good to show favor and show niceties to Risham. Lo tov lo la'achav shenasu l'panim ba'olam hazeh. It wasn't good for Achav, who was an evil king. They showed him that they showed him favor in this world. Shenemar, the pasuk Malachim says, Yan ki nichna mipni mipanai lo avi hara b'yamav. In the times of his son, let's see, Akash Baruch Hu showed favor in the eyes to Achav and didn't bring anything evil, only during the times of Achav's son. And this was bad for him because that means, he received all his schar in this world and only the thing remained and for the next world was punishment. The second half of that pasuk of Se'es Pnei Rasha was Lahatos Tzadik Bamishpat, to turn away the mishpah, the judgment of a tzaddik. We darshan this to mean tov lehem latzaddikim shein nosin lehem panim b'olam hazeh. It's good for the tzaddikim to not show them favor, to not do good for the tzaddikim in this world. This way, by showing them, turning away from them, giving them punishment in this world, gives them a clean slate in the next world of kulo schar in olam haba. We have similar drashas to this in Gemara Rosh Hashanah, talk about these things, that a tzaddik should get only ra in this world and have full schar in the next world, and Risham should get schar in this world and only onish in the next. So Gemara says, Tov lo Moshe, was very beneficial for Moshe Rabbeinu, shlo nasa lo panim bolm hazeh. They didn't show him any favor in this world. Shenema, the pasuk says, "Yan lo hamintim bi lak tisheni." Kadosh Baruch Hu said, "You know, you didn't trust me," he says to Moshe, "because you didn't sanctify my name with the." Instead, he hit the rock instead of speaking to the rock. Ha ilu hamintim bi. Had Moshe Benu believed in Hashem and had he listened to him and spoken to the rock and not sinned, adayin lo hagiyas manly patim in olam. He never would have left the world. He'd still be in this world. He never reached the opportunity of olam haba. He'd be stuck in olam hazeh. As good as olam hazeh is, it's not quite as good as olam haba. So it was actually somewhat good for Moshe Rabbeinu that he sinned. An interesting perspective of this story. Ashrim letzadikim, it was praiseworthy to tzadikim, lo dayan shein zochen, el shemizakim levneim atzof kaladaros. Not only did tzadikim get zechuyos for themselves, but also they pass on these zechuyos to their children and grandchildren and generations to come. Shekamet banim hayu la'aron sheruin lisarik bin kinadav v'avyu. There are so many children that deserve to be punished of Aaron, all his grandchildren, and so on and so forth, because the averos of Nadav v'Avihu. Shenemar hanosarim, the remaining children, which are Elazar v'Isamar, El Shama lehem zechus avim. But the Aaron zechus was so strong, is able to overcome the averos of Nadav v'Avihu. So that was the zechus of Aaron that was able to last for many, many generations.
What's the union with the Chetaegel? Aaron was there. Aaron was supervised while Moshe was gone. How did he get out of it?
We'll discuss. No, we'll do a little off the topic. We'll try to discuss it maybe after.
The other of his sons was supposed to die because Chetaegel.
Mm-hmm.
And because of his chut, like you said. But how did he get out of Chetaegel?
Right.
I didn't understand that.
Okay. So the Gemara says further, Oyed lahem l'rishayim lo dayan shemechayvim atzman. Woe to the rishayim! Not only do they bring a chov to themselves, but ela shemechayavim livneim v'livneibneim atzof kol hadaros. But they also bring chovos, bad things to the children, grandchildren, and many, many generations to come. Harbe banim hayu l'chanan. Chanan had many, many children. Shiruin lisamech kitavi avdo shirabim gamliel. That should have been, not smich of some sort. They should have been as high level as famous Tavi Avdo of Rabbi Gamliel, very learned Eved he had. They all could have been like him. Ela shechovas aviyem garmalehen, but the sins of their fathers account caused them to not be able to be learned like Tavi Avdo.
What was his sin?
Of Canaan?
No. Tavi Avdo shel Rabbi Gamliel shovat ayin gamo. Arbe banim lechna shirim mismach.
Mara says, "Call mezakis a rabbim. Anybody who's mezakis a rabbim ain't chayt baal yado. He's going to be protected from any sin. It's a good way to protect oneself from the yitzhara and the averos is by helping mezakis a rabbim doing something. Ain't chayt baal yado. V'chol machtis a rabbim. Anybody who causes the rabbim to sin, kimat ain't maspikim yado lasas tshuva. It's almost impossible for him to do tshuva. That's it." My time. What's the reason why a person is mezak as a rabbim? He's protected from sin. The Gemara says, "Kadesh lo yehehu b'gehenim v'tamida b'gan Eden." So it doesn't make sense that he's in Gehenim and his students are going to be in Gan Eden. Shenemar lo sazov nafshi l'shol lo titen chasidcha l'ros shachas. So Kadosh Baruch Hu is he prevents sin from a tzaddik being machshel others. This way, he won't be left in Gehenim. So therefore, a person helps other people do, his students, the people who listen to him, helps them to do mitzvos. So the guy who calls him to do mitzvos, he helped them get to Gan Eden. The guy, the Rebbe himself, is going to be stuck in Gehenim. Doesn't make sense. So therefore, by helping Talmidim do good, it pulls the Rebbe to go with him to Gan Eden as well. That's the Svara. And v'chol machtis a rabbim, anybody caused the rabbim to sin, ain't maspikim b'yado lasos tshuva. He's not granted the opportunity of tshuva. The reason being is shelo yehehu began Eden b'tamidav began him. Doesn't make sense. It's not fair. He didn't do any sin, but he caused all the followers to do sin. So all the followers are going to be stuck in Gehenna because they listened to the Rebbe, and the Rebbe is going to be enjoying Gan Eden. That's not fair. Doesn't make sense. So therefore, he's stuck also in Gehenna. Shenemar adam ashuk b'dam nafesh ad bor yonos al yismichu bo. That a person who sins, and somehow this refers to someone who gets a boar, who plays a pit, who causes someone to trip up, he's going to follow suit. Now, I'm not really fully getting how we learn this from the pasuk, but I guess we'll accept it as is. Now, this is reminiscent of Gemara and Makos that says if a person gets a person gets sent to Ari Miklat, his Rebbe goes with him, and the entire yeshiva go with him. So a similar type of thing, where Rebbe and Talmud, they're a group, they go together.
There was a lot of yeshivas over there.
So this is Gemara. Ha'omer echetev ashuv, echetev ashuv. This person says, the Mishnah told us, a person says, I'm going to sin, I'll do tshuva. I'll sin again, I'll do tshuva. And that's a great thing we have in Judaism. We can always do tshuva, and we can sin and do tshuva as many times as we want. Such a person does not have the opportunity of doing tshuva. Lamali the Memra echetev ashuv, echetev ashuv. Why do you repeat this tre zibni? Why two times does Gemara say, just say once, I'll sin and do tshuva, that doesn't get tshuva. Why do you repeat it two different times? The Gemara says, k'di Rav Huna marav, dam Rav Huna marav, kevin sh'avra adam aveira v'shanaba. Once a person does an aveira, and he does it yet a second time, huchulo, it becomes mutter term. We saw this Gemara already a few times, I think. It becomes mutter term. You just kill two people, now it's mutter, there's no issue of killing anymore. No, Elanas is Lokiheter. He's become so desensitized to whatever Aveira might be, and it's viewed in his mind, at least, as something mutter. He's completely lost any ounce of guilt. So that's why I repeat the statement, Echtev Oshuv, Echtev Oshuv, two times to show then it becomes almost mutter to the person. Echtev Yom HaKippur Mechaper, Ein Yom HaKippur Mechaper. That's going to come, the greatness of the wonderful Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is going to come, and it's going to be Mechaper for all my Averos. Such a person also is not given the opportunity of tshuva. So lema masnisa, maybe say our mission is delok Rebbe. It's not in accordance with the opinion of Rebbe, de Tanya, Rebbe Omer, al kol averos shebetorah, bein ase tshuva, bein lo asa tshuva, yom kippur mechaper. Rebbe held that regardless of whether it was an avera that person did tshuva for, or even an avera that person did not do tshuva for, yom kippur always works. So it goes against our mission. Mishnah says, a person says, I'm going to sin, and yom kippur is going to be mechaper, it won't be mechaper. Rebbe says, no, it's always mechaper for you. Gemara says, no, afilu tema Rebbe, agav shayni. Even Rebbe will agree. When a person says, dafki is going to sin, relying on Yom Kippur, that's when Yom Kippur doesn't help him out. But if he just sins, and just Yom Kippur comes around, Yom Kippur is going to be mechaper for him anyway. But if he dafka sins on the condition that Yom Kippur is going to be mechaper, that's really a misuse, it's an abuse of Yom Kippur. In such an instance, even Rebbe will agree, it won't be effective, the kapara. Okay, Gemara says, "Averus shebein adam l'makom." The sins that are between man and God, Yom HaKippur is mechaper, and those sins that are between man and man, it's Yom Kippur is not mechaper until a person actually asks for mechila from his friend. So Rami Lei, they ask the following stira: Rav Yosi bar Chavu l'Rabbi Abahu, "Averus shebein adam l'chaveru ein Yom HaKippur mechaper." The sins that are between man and man, Yom Kippur is not mechaper for until you ask for mechila. But doesn't the pasuk say, "Im yecheta ish liish ufilo elokim"? A person sins man to man, and Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to be mechaper him. There's no mention in this pasuk the need for mechila. So Gemara says, "Man elokim dayana." It's really Elohim, not referring to Hashem. It's referring to the day, and we have a number of places. The Gemara in the beginning, Sanhedrin tells us that the word Elohim appears in the pasuk a few times in a few weeks ago, Parshas Mishpatim. Elohim there means a dayan. You need three dayanim to judge based in shal dini mamonos. You need three dayanim based on that word. Here too, Elohim doesn't mean Hashem; it means a dayan. You need to go to a dayan to deal with the case. So ihachi, if that's the case, so ema seifa vim la Hashem yechata ish mis palalo. So if we're saying the word falalo is referring to judging, that the Elohim, the Dayanim, are judging the case, so in the end, if Hashem yechta, if you sin to Hashem, bein adam l'makom, ish mis palalo, who's going to judge him? So aren't there many people who could judge such a person? A person is bein adam l'makom. Kadosh Baruch Hu has many messengers, many agents who he could send out to judge a person who's deserving of any punishment. So what's the shaila the pasuk asks? Who's going to judge him? So it doesn't seem to be the proper definition of the word yispalel. So Gemara says, Hachi kama, this is the way you read the pasuk. Im yechta ish l'ish, if a person sins one man to the next, ufilo, and afterwards, filo means not judge, but means he appeases him. Elo Kim Hashem Yimcholo. This is how you read it. Hashem will grant mechila. Ufilo means to ask for mechila. Vim la Hashem yechta ish. If a person sins to Hashem, then mi ispalo bado. Who's able to appease Hashem? There's no way you can't appease Hashem except through tshuva u'maisim tovim. What's the way, what's the avenue of getting a mechila from Hashem? Is by doing tshuva and doing good actions. And that's how you read the pasuk. Continues the Gemara and says, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Kol maknit es chaveiro afil b'dvarim, a person who belittles, insults perhaps, his friend, even with simply words, which oftentimes is more abusive than physical abuse. So tzarach lefayaso, he has to appease him, ask for mechila. Shenamar, the pasuk in Mishlei says, Bini im aravta l'reyecha takata lazar kapecha l'kasha b'mreficha. My son, if you... Are we interpreting this pasuk? Say Zos.
If you're an Arab,
you owe him something.
Takata lazar kapecha.
Clap your hands.
No, you shake the hand.
Okay, shake the hand.
To be Arab again.
Okay, I'll say Zos. Okay. No kashta bimre ficha. I say Zos, efo beniv in hiatel. So, or if you say, you said something harsh to him, something with words, so then you have to do the same thing to save yourself. Kivasa b'kaf re'echa leich hisrapes urahav re'echa. Gemara says, im mamon yeshal b'yadecha, if you have money in his hand, in your hand that you owe him, hatelo pisas yad, open up your hand to him and give him back his money. V'imlav, if you don't have any money with him, harbe lav re'im, just send a lot of friends, a lot of gifts, a lot of something to gain his mechila. Hamrav Chista, v'tzarach lefayasa b'shalosh shiros shalosh b'nei adam. And if you want to, get asked for mechila, you have to go to him. If he doesn't give mechila the first time, you should go to him three times with three sets of people. Shenemar yashur al anashim v'yomer chatasi v'yashur havaisi v'lo shavali. Say three times, you're supposed to make a shura, a line, have three people go one after the next, and totaling nine people. I think I saw something interesting here. Why did we use the three
Yashor.
People three times?
Yashor is Melishon Shura.
A different drush is how exactly we learn the three times from here.
Shura is not less than three people.
Right, okay. So Gemara says now, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Bar Chanina, kol mevakish mato, anybody asks mechila mechavero, ayivakish mimenu yosim mishalosh pamim. He shouldn't ask any more than three times. Three is a limit. Shenemar, as it says, ona, in regards to the brothers and Yosef, when the brothers ask for mechila, ona sana vata sana. It says ona three times. Ona is lashon of bakash, you're asking for mechila. It says the entire pasuk is ona sana pesha achecha v'chatasim kira kimulecha ata sana v'fesha avdei elokei avicha. That's the pasuk. It says, no, three times. Say they ask for mechila three times, no more than that. So it sounds in the pasuk of the Gemara that there's an isser to ask for three times. Question, why is there an isser? We see here you're supposed to ask three times, no less than three times, but why is there an isser more than three times? That's the mashmalos of the Gemara. I'm not sure why there's an isser. I think they're speaking about it on the bottom here.
Ayin Rashi.
Uh-huh. Rashi says?
That's what he says, Ayin Rashi. שפרשו כיצד מוכרם וסוג שאין חיוב לקש יותר משלוש פעמים. גם הרשה, ריף.
The reason why is because if you ask more than three times, you're causing the person who's not being mochel, causing him to be an achzari, to be someone who just doesn't care about other people. The fact that he's not giving a mechila, you're causing him, causing lifting iver to him, causing him not to do mechila.
He hates you more.
No, he hates you more. But by him not giving him mechila, he's violating an isser. He's being too harsh. So by you asking more than three times and continuing to cause him to say no, I'm not giving mechila, that's causing him to give an isser, violate an isser. Mm-hmm. The Bach, however, writes that if one wants to be mefayis more than three times, one's able to be mefayis more than three times. Okay, so Gemara continues. And says, in mace, if let's say the person who you insulted, use that as the example, he dies. So how are you supposed to be mefayis, a person now who's died, and you need to get tshuva, you need mechila. Maybe asar b'nei adam, you have to bring 10 people on his by his graveside. V'omer chatasi l'Hashem elokei Yisrael v'thloni shechavalti bo. I sinned to this person who is now buried here. I hit him, I insulted him, whatever it is you did in front of 10 people. And this way, you are granted mechila that way. And if the Mepharshim point out, if the basic farce is very distant from where you are able to send the shliach to represent you. The Gemara says, now Rabbi Yirmiyah have a le milsa le Rabbi Abba behade. Rabbi Yirmiyah had an issue with the Rabbi Abba. They had some type of scuffle, fight. And Azel, Rabbi Yirmiyah went to Eisvei et Adasha de Rabbi Abba. So Rabbi Yirmiyah wanted to ask for mechila. So he sat outside the house of Rabbi Abba. Bahadei de Shadya Am Samayo is coming that his maidservant was throwing some dirty water out the window, out the door. Mater Zarzifa de Maya Reshet fell on his head. Rabbi Yirmiyah sat there in the front, drenched in this dirty water. So Amar Asauni Kaashba, they made me into a garbage, a dumping area. I don't need to ask Mechila anymore, but I've been embarrassed. So Kranafshe, he said to himself, Me Ashbos Yorim Evyon, from the Ashba, from the depths and the garbage, I've been in Evyon, a poor person has been elevated. Shama Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Abba heard this. Nafaglape quickly went outside, Amrlay, Hashet Shikhan al Mepik Adaitcha. So now
I need to
appease you.
Yeah. Peace is to ask forgiveness?
Appease is to ask for forgiveness, right. To Zichtiv Lechishapes or Avi Rechas. I no longer have any tinas on you, we're all clear now. It's very strange. So Rabbi Yirmiyah is sitting out in front. He gets some dirty water poured on him. Why is that? Why is that giving mechila? He didn't appease Rabbi Abba. It doesn't make any sense. So the idea is yeshlach, or what's the idea of asking mechila? Mechila, is it mechila for the other person to remove any tainas, or is there a point of mechila for the person himself to feel humbled and nichne? So by him coming, it's how hard is it to ask? Say I'm sorry. Very hard to say I'm sorry. To please forgive me for what I did. The person needs to come to that point of being humbled. So the ideal way to do it is to ask for forgiveness. But this happened to be. He went to the house of Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba is a maidservant who served as a shliach, I guess. You know, poured water. He felt this sense of humbling through the household of Rabbi Abba. So that was enough for him to have this experience of undergoing this need for mechila. A similar story now, which I think relates to the same point, that Rabbi Zeira kava lay milsa b'hadi inish. He had another, some type of issue with another person. Hava chalaf v'tana l'kameh. Rabbi Zeira, on purpose, would go in front of this person a number of times. Umam silay kiecha d'nesi v'nefik lay medaitei. So the person will come out and ask for mechila from him. So again, someone insulted Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira went out of his way to walk by this person so the person should ask for mechila. If Rabbi Zeira didn't care, so Rabbi Zeira could have just been mocha, whatever happened. Why did he have to hear the words of this individual to say, I'm sorry? So it must be the need to ask mechila was really for the purpose of the person who insulted him, not for the person who was insulted. Says the Gemara, Rab havalei milsa b'hadi ha'u tabacha. Rab had an issue with a certain butcher in the town. And Rav realized that the butcher didn't come to ask for mechila from Rav on Erev Yom Kippur. Amar Ihu, so Rav said, "Azil ana lefaisalei, so let me go to him. Maybe I could appease him. We could get back on good terms." Pagabe Rav Huna v'Amar Lei. Rav Huna met up with him. They met, not on purpose, but they encountered each other on the streets. And he asked him, "Lehecha ka'azil mar? Where's Rav going?" So he says, "Amar Lei lefayusi leflani. I'm going to appease the butcher." So Amar Rav Huna says, "Also Abba lemiktil nafshe, are you going to kill someone? So through you, this person is going to get punished because if you go to him, he doesn't ask for mechila, he doesn't grant you mechila, whichever direction it is. Because you're such a great person, he's going to get killed because of the way he's going to treat you, you shouldn't go." So Also v'kamalei, Rav went anyways, and he stood next to the butcher. Haba Yosef Kapali Reisha, the butcher was there sitting down. He was breaking bones from the head of an animal. And Dali Ein Avachazer, he lifted his eyes. He saw Rav was standing right next to him. So Amrle, the butcher says, "Abba At, are you Rav? Zil Lesne Milsa Badech, go. I have no problem with you at all." Afterwards, Bahadeh the Kapali Reisha, when he went back to, he lifted up his eyes from breaking the bones. Ishtame Garma Machye Bikoi Vekatle. One of the bones slipped out and hit him in the neck or something and killed him. I'm not sure why that happened, because I thought it seemed that he had forgiven him.
No, he told him, go away. I have nothing to talk to you.
Oh, I thought it was a lashon mechila, not lashon mechila. Go away! I don't want to give you mechila. So then that makes sense. Okay.
So he's saying exactly what happened.
Exactly, Rav Huna had prophesized.
Nice end of the story.
Rav have a pasuk sidur b'kamei d'rabbi. Rav was learning in front of a rebbe, and Ayel entered in. I also Rabbi Chia. So Rabbi Chia came in, and he also wanted to learn a little bit. So hadil reisha. So he went. Rav went back to the beginning of the parsha where they were learning. He started from the beginning. Also, Rabbi Shimon, Rebbe Hadil Reish, then came in someone else. Rabbi Shimon came to learn, so he started from the beginning again. Also, Rabbi Chanina Chama Amar Kulei Hai Nehadav Nezel. How many times is he going to go over? Start from the beginning again. Let's just go weiter. So Lo Hadar. So he didn't go back. So Lo Hadar. He didn't go back. He continued where he was. Ikbid, or Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina was a bit insulted. He was a little upset that this happened. He just came in. He came in the middle of the Daf Yomi. He missed the first Amud. He wanted to start from the beginning. So Azar Rav Lagave Tleser Mal Yom Kippur Rav Lo Yipayis. So Rav went to Rav Chanina 13 different times on Erev Yom Kippur and to ask for Mechila, and he wasn't granted the Mechila. So Gemara says, Hei Chiyavet Hachi, how could you do this? V'Amar, don't we have a statement? Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina. This is actually I didn't realize this. Is this the same Rabbi Yossi, the son of Rabbi Chanina? Rabbi Chanina is the one who did not grant Mechila to Rav. So the statement is, who's Rav? Rav is the one giving the shir.
Yeah, but which Rav?
Which Rav? How many? We have a few of them.
So which one is this?
No, that's Rebbe.
Oh, so he's Rav?
He's Rav.
Oh, okay.
He's Rav. So, Heichi Avid Hachi, how was he able to not give Mechila? Rav came to him 13 times. How could you not give Mechila? V'ha'amar Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, kol ha'mevakesh mato mechavero al yivakesh memenu yosef meshalash pamim. So, the question really is on Rav. How could Rav go to him, ask Mechila 13 times? The limit is 3. And by him doing so, it seems to be he's being lifting Iver to Rabbi Chanina by Rabbi Chanina not giving him Mechila. Gemara says Rav Shaini. When it comes to a Rebbe, it's a Rebbe or Rav? Let's see, has Rashi say this? Rav's machmir himself. Rav himself was machmir on himself. So since he's machmir himself, so we see from before that Rashi could not learn the sugi before, that was usher to do more than 3 times. 3 times is all you have to do, there's no obligation. But one certainly can go weiter, can ask as many times as they want, if they so choose to, and Rav chose to ask more times. I think other...
That's
a different interpretation. That's different than Rashi. That's the thing that Rambam understands. Rashi says Rav was machmir himself. His own personal thing. Right, there's others. That's a different approach. The first approach is Rav's mer machmir. How could Rav be mer machmir? Because there's no issur to ask more than 3 times. You have to ask 3 times, at least. But more than that, you don't have to. Rav was machmir. The other interpretation, which is coming from the Rif and the Rambam, Rabbi Nechanano, they say no.
But if you're asking more than 3 times, we learn that you're causing the other guy to do an avera by him not forgiving you, and then you know, like what happened with the
right. So I guess you have to say it as follows. Well, listen, I want to be. I want to do tshuva. I need to ask Mechila for me to get full tshuva. I've got to do what I've got to do. It's not fair that I'm stuck with the sin because you're being an achsari. Let me do the best.
After 3 times, still stuck if he doesn't forgive you?
Right.
Oh, mishamayim sochim.
Good question. I'm not sure. That might be an issue also. I mean, it could be since you're stuck, then Mimele would give you tshuva.
Yeah.
Right, okay. I see. Now, it might depend on what the purpose of Mechila is also, as I said before. Is Mechila for the person to be mochu you, or mechila is for you to humble yourself. So it's possible after 3 times of going, that already gives you tshuva because you've already humbled yourself. Mm-hmm. Rav, I guess according to Rashi, Rav thought, no, mechila is about him giving you mechila. So you have to go as many times as possible until it grants you mechila. So this might be part of what the issues are about. Mark continues and says, Rabbi Chanina, how is Rabbi Chanina able to not give him tshuva after 13 times? Anybody who's mavir has midos, any person who's he has a certain tendency to do certain things, he has anger, he has whatever it might be, and he says, I'm going to have self-control and not show it, Karsh Baruch Hu is going to be over in his midos, he's going to hold back, he's not going to punish a person for the midah k'neged midah. You were good, nice to your friend, Karsh Baruch Hu is going to be nice to you. So Ella, so how can you do this? So Ela Rabbi Chanina Chal Machazile, he saw a dream, the Rav, the Zakvua Bedikla, that he was standing on a date tree of some sort, and or was hanging from a date tree, and the Gummer, the Chol, the Zakvua Bedikla, Reisha Habe. Anybody, Rashi quotes from the Gemara in Ksubis, that anybody who's hanging from a date tree is a simon that he's going to be a Nasi and Gedula is coming to him soon. And Rabbi Chanina was a Rosh Yeshiva, as the Gemara in Ksubis tells us. So when he saw this dream, he was concerned that he was going to die soon, because if Rav is going to become the king, the new head, the Nasi, well, you can't have two Nasim. So that means Rabbi Chanina has to die first for Rav to become Nasi. So he was a little bit, insulted. He was worried. So he didn't want to, he wasn't being nice to Rav. So Shema Mina, by the Mevad Rishusa, v'lo ifais, kiecha de Lizel, v'ligmar araisa bebabel. So we learn from here that what? What's a lesson here? This is what he said to himself. Rabbi Chanina said to himself, so I see from this dream that he wants to become the Rishus, he wants to become the Rosh Hashiva, and I don't want to appease him, so so he runs away to Bava to go learn there. So if I make his life here, I guess in Eretz Yisrael, so unpleasant, he'll go run away to Bava to learn there, and there he'll become Rosh Hashiva, and he won't need to push me off and make me die. That was the idea behind Rabbi Chanina. He wanted to get a few extra years in his life. The Gemara continues and says, now Tanur Rabbanim, mitzvahs vidoy erev Yom Kippurim chashecha. When's the ideal day to do Yom Kippur, to do vidoy? The ideal time is to do erev Yom Kippur, right before dark. Aval amru chacham, yachacham say, yisvada kodem, you should really do vidoy before that time. Sheyocha kodem sheyocha, before you eat, v'yishta, you drink. Shema titchav daito besuda. Perhaps your mind might get pulled off to the side. What does that mean exactly? So Rashi says, machmas shichras, the person might get drunk. He's going to eat so much of the sudas mafsekes, he'll get drunk, won't be able to do a proper vidur later on. Later on, Rambam tells us, the Shulchan Aruch brings the Rambam's language, the concerns, a person might choke and might die and won't have the opportunity to do vidur. Two understandings of this Gemara. V'apapi she'atzvada kol m'shoach v'shasa, even though a person may have done vidur before eating and drinking, mizvadil acha she'yocha v'yishteh, he should still do another vidur after he eats and drinks. Shem ira ba davar kakal v'suda, perhaps something will go bad. He might have sinned during the Suda, might have done something wrong. There's so many brachas, so many things going on during the Suda. He should do vidoy a second time. Vava pishes vada arvis, even though he did it in the evening, in the Maariv, yisvada shachris, he should do vidoy again the shachris. Shachris, yisvada b'musav. B'musav, yisvada b'mincha. B'mincha, yisvada b'nila. All these times he should do vidoy. V'heichan amru, where does a person say the vidoy in the context of davening? Yachid acher tulaso. Yachid, if you look at the mincha and all the shmonesis we say during Yom Kippur, after the Shmoneh Esrei, then we have this whole long vidur, the Achetz. You say it after Shmoneh Esrei before you take the three steps back. With Shleach Tzibur, Omer B'Em, so the Shleach Tzibur says it during the repetition of Shmoneh Esrei. So my Amar, what was the Nusach of vidur? Gemara says, Amar Rav, Ata Yoder Razi Olam, that you know the secrets of the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know what sins I've done. Shmuel Amar, Mimamake Alev, from the one who knows the depths of the heart. Levi Amar Bisar Secha Kosov Lemor. It says in the Torah, the continuation is Kiva Yom Hazeh Yechaper, that this day Yom Kippur is going to be Yechaper. That's the lashon of Vidur. I'm recognizing I need Kapar for my Averos. And Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ribon HaOlamim. He had some language of Ribon HaOlamim. Kilo Al Tzidkasenu, that we say not on my Tzidkus, and it's a whole continuation. We only have an abridged version of what was said here. Rabbi Yehuda Amar, our sins, Rabu Milimnos, are too much to be counted. V'chatasenu Atma Misaper, and our sins are too much to be counted. V'famnun Amar Elokai Achelon Tzarti, Aini Kedai, I wasn't worthy of being created. Ach Shashinatarti, now that I've been created, Kilalon Tzarti, as if I wasn't created. Afarni V'chayam Amitav, I'm dirt. Kavachom B'misasi, certainly when I'm dead, I'm like dirt. Hareni l'fanecha, I'm in front of you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, k'chli malei bush, I'm a utensil, a basket full of embarrassment, uchlima, and disgrace. He ratzom l'fanecha, shlo echata, I ask of you, Hashem, that I shouldn't sin, u'mashach hatasi, and that which I already did sin, marok b'rechamecha, you should cleanse me with great rachamim. Right, v'loyde yisurim, exactly, not through pains. V'haynu vidoy d'rava kula shasa. This is Rava's vidoy, he would say every year.
That's basically in the Kriyat Shema L'mitav, Arizal style.
Yeah. with Rav Hamnuna Zuta, B'yom HaDikipur, and this way Rav Hamnuna Zuta, that's his name, what he would say in Yom Kippur. Amar Marzutra, Lo Amrin Ela De Lo Amar. It's only true, all these videos are only true if you didn't say the following. Quote, Aval Nachnu Chatanu, if you didn't say that. But Aval, if you Amar, if you did say, Aval Nachnu Chatanu, Shulot Tzarech, you don't need to say more than that. You say, but we sin the Kadosh Baruch Hu, so that's enough. The Amar Rav Hamdudi, Hava Ka Amina Kami Deshmol, Vahava Yasav Vechimat Shlicha the Tzibur Vamar Aval Nachnu Chatanu. Come make him, he would stand up. And Amar, he would say, Shema Amina Iker Vidoi Hu Haihu. This is the Iker Vidoi, the statement of Aval Nachnu Chatanu, that's the Iker Vidoi. He would stand up. We learn from this Gemara that you're supposed to stand up when you do Vidoi, based on this Gemara. So a number of Nuschals, Yom Kippur, we say a lot of these Nuschals, we say, I think, all of them. As part of the Vidoy process, but this is the discussion about Vidoy. Okay, so maybe we'll stop here. Tomorrow's a very short daf, so.